Ready? But for more news anytime,
just say play BBC News to most smart speakers and you'll get the latest national, international and now local stories that matter to you.
Hello, this is BBC News, our top stories.
For your news when you want it, just say play BBC News.
Now on Radio 4, it's time to join Jack D and panellists for a special 50th anniversary edition of I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue.
We present I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. The piano is Colin Sell and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us at the Royal Albert Hall, home to the Proms, the British Legion Service of Remembrance, and of course Hitler's other bull. We are grateful to the Hall for fitting us into their schedule following a last-minute cancellation. This show marks our 50th anniversary, and what better place to celebrate it than here, amidst dozens of loyal I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue supporters and thousands of bitterly disappointed Michael Bublé fans. The Hall was the brainchild of Queen Victoria's consort, Prince Albert. He felt that the city he called home needed a grand new place of entertainment, but he couldn't get planning permission in Berlin, so he chose here instead. Designed by Henry Willis, according to specifications by Prince Albert himself, the grand organ behind the stage took 14 months to complete. It would have been sooner, but several modifications to the sound were required after Albert's organ was discovered to have a piercing ring. Renovated in 2004 at a cost of £40 million, a team of architects oversaw the construction of a second ladies' toilet. Let's meet the teams on my right. Please welcome Tony Hawks and Pippa Evans. And on my left, Harry Hill and Graham Garden. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start with a round called Cost Cutters. The Royal Albert Hall has been home to the Proms since the 1940s, but this year the current cost of living crisis has forced some unfortunate cost-cutting measures. Most disappointing for Baroque music lovers is the news that Vivaldi's Four Seasons will be downgraded to a travel lodge. Well, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest cut-price remakes of some favourite films, TV and radio programmes. Pippa, you can start.
Murder on the National Express.
Harry.
Fridge on the River Kwai.
Graham.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's Mice.
Tony.
Breakfast at Weatherspoons.
Natalie Cassidy and the Sunbed Kid.
Two Samurai.
Buy one, get two free Willy.
The Magnificent Two.
Some Creatures, Mainly Small.
Two Brides for Two Brothers.
The Prize is Shite.
Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman in Two.
Lawrence of Hounslow.
Guess who's coming to Pinner?
Downton Alley.
The Little Mermaid.
In a galaxy easily reached by public transport. Supporting cast wars.
NHS 111 Shivago.
The next game is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. Our esteemed panellist Harry Hill has written a new rock opera which opens in London's Park Theatre this summer and is based on the political career of Tony Blair. In a further twist from the norm, the opera is not over until John Prescott sings. The musical's called Tony, named after just one of the awards it won't be winning. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. And piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us that when he was a boy, he was known as the young Cole Porter. Not only would he deliver the bag directly to your fireplace... But for an extra shilling, he'd also sweep your chimney. All right, you can go first, Harry and Graham. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
Don't throw bouquets at me.
Sorry, I couldn't find a brick. Ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes. Ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got nowhere, ain't got no job.
Then you'll fit in really well here at P&O Ferries.
But you're French. She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
And have you left the bags unattended at any time? Swing low.
I'm sorry, sir, you'll need to put some trousers on.
Told you that.
Okay, your turn, Pippa and Tony. Can we have your first line medley now, please?
If I did it that way, I think I'd pull a muscle.
People try to put us down.
Isn't that why you come to Dignitas? It's time to put on makeup. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets.
Welcome to GB News.
Thank you.
didn't come.
Well, I did the best I could. Combine harvester, I'll give you the key.
Neil, are you searching for porn again?
Today is gonna be the day when they're gonna throw it back to you.
But Dad, it went in their garden 3 weeks ago.
Got 7 women on my mind.
Boris, concentrate!
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Wow. The next round is called Word for Word. This is an improvised round, which is good news for Pippa Evans, as she's recognised as one of the finest improvisers in the country. And indeed, it's good news for Tony Hawkes, as he's a lazy bastard and never prepares anything anyway. Well, in this round, each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of random words. And the job of the opposing team is to challenge if they detect a connection between any of the words, OK? I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words. Tony and Pippa.
Dredge.
Centipede.
Lemon.
Doggedly.
Episiotomy.
Eccentric.
Crinkle.
Hallowed.
Well, Harry Hill came in there with a challenge there. What was...
It was the... they're both types of crisp. Crinkle. The crinkle and the...
Hallowed.
Hallowed. Hallowed. Well, that's the technical word. The hallowed crisp is the technical word for a, communion bread.
Yeah.
It's the hallowed crisp.
Yes, OK, yeah. So back over to you, Harry and Graham.
Really?
Yeah.
That was my word.
Sorry. over to you, Harry and Graham.
Porch.
Incredulous.
Taxi.
Bin.
Barcelona.
Tony.
I've been to Barcelona.
Yes, can't argue with that.
No, can't argue with that.
You walked into that one,
yep,
I'm afraid.
Absolutely.
Yes. So over to you, Pippa and Tony.
Freaks.
Mendacious.
Pip.
Graham.
That was a character in Dickens.
Mendacious Pip.
Mendacious Pip, yes. One of the smaller characters in Martin Chuzzlewit.
I don't remember reading about him. There's one in Great Expectations, isn't there? There's a Pip in there.
No, there's a different Pip.
Right.
This one's the custard salesman.
Right. Yeah. I
shifted a lot of custard there, didn't he?
He did.
For a small bloke.
Mendacious Pip.
Mendacious Pip.
He lied about it, you see. That's why he was mendacious. Yeah.
He wasn't the only one who lied, was he? I'm not allowing that. I don't believe that's the case. I think you've made that one up. So it's back to Pippa and Tony.
Exciting.
Pressurized.
Fruit.
Pterodactyl.
Little.
Harry has come up with a challenge on that.
They were all little, the pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls, they're not that little, are they?
No, it's this question of scale, really. Compared to the other dinosaurs, they
at
were
at
little.
The time. Okay, I'm gonna allow that. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I'm gonna allow it. Over to you, Harry and Graham.
Rubber.
Tony has
hesitation.
I can't allow a challenge. It's the wrong game, Tony. Harry and Graham.
Tumbleweed.
And the gong sounds the end of that round. Well done, everyone. Well done. Sometimes I think I end these rounds a bit too soon. Not that time. The next game is called The Symptoms, and it's all about the world of medicine. Listening to the radio the other day, I was surprised to learn that a human being can produce enough saliva to fill 2 bathtubs a year. Fascinating, perhaps, but it's undoubtedly one of Martin Lewis's least popular money-saving tips. So in this round, the teams will assume the role of doctors and patients suffering from an imaginary medical condition. And you can be our first patients, Pippa and Tony. The identity of your mystery medical condition is now being displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display screen. And here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Tony and Pippa think they're inflatables. Tony and Pippa think they're inflatables.
Pippa and Tony, you must outline your symptoms to Doctors Harry and Graham, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. Off you go.
Morning, doctors.
Morning, doctors.
Come in.
Good morning.
Take a seat.
Yes.
What seems to be the trouble?
I'm feeling quite tired all the time, you know, like I keep drifting off.
Yeah.
And I worry a lot, like mostly about inflation.
You know, I'm very short-tempered when people are rude. It just takes one prick and I explode.
I avoid that by keeping out the way of people.
Well, how do you mean?
I lie low. Thank you very much. No, what I need in my life is a meaningful relationship, because I'm just tired of just lying there while someone frantically pumps away.
I'm in a great relationship. Kind, considerate, gentle. Oh, and wonderful blows.
Tony!
I think they're inflatable beds. They've sprung a leak.
We think we're inflatable.
Inflatable.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But we'll accept that.
I won't. Okay. It's your turn to be patients, Harry and Graham, and you've been summoned into the surgery of Doctors Pippa and Tony, and the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board, while here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Graham and Harry think they were at a work meeting, not a party. Graham and Harry think they were at a work meeting, not a party.
Round of applause, I haven't even started.
There won't be one at the end.
Good morning, Doctor.
Morning.
Come on in.
Take a seat.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I have to say, I'm feeling a bit rough.
Yeah, I'm parched. And I've got a terrible splitting headache.
Oh, terrible head, yeah. Yeah, we were at a work meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, very intense work meeting.
Very intense, yes. Yeah, not a lot got decided, but it was a very good meeting.
Well organised.
Very well organised. Yeah. To save electricity, they provided lots of candles.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the candle holder was great, wasn't it? It looked like a cake.
It did, yeah. Yeah. Ingenious, yeah. And, well, I always say a meeting's not a meeting without Prosecco and vol-au-vents.
But it was all above board and legal, wasn't it?
There was a police presence, wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, he was actually in the room, wasn't he, the policeman?
He was in the room. He turned up to keep an eye on things and took all his clothes off.
Well, it was hot in there, wasn't it?
It was very hot, yeah. It was very sticky.
Was it? I didn't get that close.
Oh, yeah. I found it was hard to hear each other over the music.
Yes, but we had those devices to draw the chairman's attention, didn't we?
Oh, we did, yeah.
Yes. Over here.
Yeah, they were very good. But we'd got a lot of work to do, hadn't we?
Of national importance. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. With a lively discussion about important issues.
Yeah, people saying things like, is Rishi back from the off-licence yet?
Yeah. And fancy a game of pin the tail on Sue Gray?
Yeah. Someone open a window, I've got a bit of a cough.
Yeah. There's something wrong with the twiglets, I can't taste or smell them. And people don't believe we were working.
Do they think that they're a birthday party at number 10 Downing Street?
They think they're a work meeting at number 10 Downing Street.
The next round is all about television. These days, big film studios like Disney have started to adapt some of their popular film franchises for TV, particularly the Marvel series. Currently in production is an updated version of The X-Men, featuring a group of transitioning superheroes. In this game called Trail of the Lonesome Pun, I'll ask our teams to become continuity announcers, introducing programmes that have been commissioned solely on the basis that their titles have managed to incorporate an eye-catching pun. Tony, can you start?
It's carnival time later on BBC One as a collection of celebrities and deserving members of the public come together to raise a glass on the occasion of Noel Edmonds' colonoscopy. That's Noel's arse party at 7.
Harry.
And now on Radio 4, a new panel game where teams from the Welsh town of Clearwid and the Hampshire town of Haven't. Do you want the rest or do you want to fill in the blanks yourself? Answer questions on each other's locale. That's I'm sorry I haven't a Clearwid after the news.
Pippa?
Victoria Beckham tells her firstborn he cannot join the police force using her preferred second language. That's Brooklyn 99 at 9 o'clock.
And Graham.
A rare vintage treat from America tonight as Bud Abbott and Walter Cronkite go head-to-head in a quiz to see who is the brightest. 10 o'clock here on Channel 4, it's Bud is Thicker Than Walter.
Join TV presenter Steph McGovern as she talks about her battle with acne and a curvature of the spine. That's Steph's Pocked Hunch on Channel 4. Steph's Pocked Hunch.
Next, Steve Pemberton and Rhys Shearsmith return to our screens with a new series of dark tales featuring crime, betrayal, deceit, and horror. Stay tuned for Inside Number 10.
A surprise discovery for Fern Britton in a moment on BBC Two when she finds that one cheeky contestant is hiding something rather unexpected in his carrier bag. That's Ready, Steady, Cock.
I was as surprised as you to hear that Her Majesty the Queen went for a curry after her coronation and was served a type of Indian flatbread that was folded and, if you like, braided in a certain way. Well, the good news is there's a new documentary about it here on BBC One. That's the Queen's Plaited Naan Jubilee with David Dimbleby.
A unique insight now into the mind of Prime Minister Boris Johnson as he seeks solutions to this country's spiralling inflation and accelerating slide into mass poverty. Yes, it's blankety blank.
New to Channel 4, a series where they help vets find suitable premises for a practice specialising in gelding German shepherd dogs. That's Location, Alsatian, Castration on Channel 4. I'd watch it.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Yes. But there is just time to fit in a game of Pensioner's Songbook. Samantha is very civically minded, and for some years, she's been helping an elderly gentleman friend with the gardening. Every spring, they have an enjoyable time fertilising the soil together, and she says there are few things she likes more than an afternoon spent forking John Innes on his allotment. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest titles of songs likely to prove popular with pensioners. So you can start, Pippa.
They tried to make me go to bingo, but I said no, no, no.
Graham.
Goodness gracious, great balls of wool.
Harry.
Girls just want to have funerals.
And Tony.
I still can't remember what I'm looking for.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm 86.
Part-time liver.
Handles organ carefully.
Laxative, I like it,
Oh, the shingle ladies.
I can pee clearly now, the pain is gone.
Old finger.
Wake me up before I go-go.
You're so veined.
Super drooper.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the Tories of time pick up the fixed penalty of fate, while the work event of winging it is ambushed by the birthday cake of incompetence, I notice we've come to the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in the Royal Albert Hall, it's goodbye, goodbye.
Tony Hawks, Pippa Evans, Harry Hill and Graham Garden will be given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Paul Mayhew Archer, Fraser Steele and Stephen Ding. And the producer was John Naismith.
Jack D and the I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue team will be back in the Royal Albert Hall.